Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, and God bless you on this wonderful Wednesday in the month of June. We're coming down to a close. Soon and very soon will be half of the year gone. This is your host and health coach, Jesse, here on this wonderful Wednesday. Looking forward to speaking to you briefly as we are in a new season. These podcasts will be the abridged versions. So just to remind everyone what I have come to learn and understand so long ago, that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And as the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. Looking forward to a wonderful Wednesday with you, very short, and we're just talking about today the 9 foods you should be eating for your skin this summer. Summer kicked off last Saturday in the Northeast at 5:43 p.m., and boy, is it feeling like summer around here. It is coming in with a true vengeance. I'm not really an AC person, but I got the AC running. 90 plus is serious, and I think that's where we're headed all of next week pretty much. But nevertheless, it is summer, so I'm not going to complain. Not my favorite season, but hey, we'll take it. We'll take the sunshine. And if you can, definitely get out at least 15, 20 minutes a day and get your natural vitamin D. But moving on, because I've got a lot to share as far as what you should be eating for your skin this summer. Memorial Day unofficially kicks off summer, and that's when everybody's barbecuing and picnicking. And this year, because we've been quarantining and under a pandemic, not much has gone on for many people. We're keeping it quiet, and just for safety reasons. But before you think about tossing more processed food back on the grill, which we should be thinking of, but indeed, definitely kind of healthify it if you can. Try to get your hot dogs without the nitrates and nitrites and all those fillers and chemicals added to your food, which don't do good for your skin or your waistline. We're not only talking about your waistline, though. We're talking about your skin today. So there is a biochemist, a holistic nutritionist, named Paula Simpson. She said the sun is not that just the sun that can age you, your skin. She specializes in supplement formulation for skin health, and she says a diet influences skin at the cellular level. And since skin is our largest organ, it's also the first to show nutrient deficiency. So in order to keep a healthy glow inside and out this season, she stresses that eating well and hydrating correctly, in addition to using sunscreen, and hopefully it's the non-toxic versions, you know, you can go to any health food store and find out what they are. But in addition to that, we need to just look at a list of foods that will help us look and feel our best all summer long. And I'm only going to share a few with you today, but to get all 9, there is a link on this broadcast page where you can sign up for my newsletter and get the remainder of the foods. But I'm not going to share all 9 of them with you on this live podcast. I'm going to share all of them written in my newsletter. So sign up for that if you haven't already done so. There's a link on this broadcast page. The first food that will help you look and feel your absolute best all summer long is watermelon. Yes, this symbol of summer is around 90% water. And we all know that water hydrates the body. It's loaded with vitamin C, which is required for healthy collagen production. Its antioxidant properties make it a free radical scavenger, which helps prevent signs of aging. So you want to know what else is good for watermelon? Watermelon is good for, I should say, it's also high in cancer-fighting lycopene. You'll find lycopene in red produce, like tomatoes, but lycopene is cancer-fighting. Watermelon can credit its gorgeous pink-red hue to the antioxidant lycopene, which is antioxidant and anti-cancer nutrient that can be consumed raw and is bioavailable, meaning it's usable by your body. So it's also, like I mentioned before, high in vitamin C, and it's great as a pre-workout snack. Did you know that? It also helps with post-workout recovery, too, because carbs are getting a lot of hate these days, and any day for that matter. But after a workout, your muscles need to replenish their glycogen stores as part of proper recovery. So watermelon has usable carbs, plus magnesium and the amino acid L-citrulline, which is involved in healing and exercise recovery. So if you're interested in hydrating and looking great this summer, indeed, go for some watermelon. The next one up is berries. Berries, berries, berries. You name the berry, the blackberry, the blueberry, the raspberry, the strawberry, any kind of berry. And they're all delicious in their prime, of course. They're not all year round, not around here anyway. But when they're in season, like strawberries are now, wonderful. The taste is so robust. They're packed with antioxidants, which can protect the skin from the damaging effects of the sun. So also with berries, blueberries in particular, they're packed with antioxidants and anthocyanins. And that helps keep your memory sharp as you age. And raspberries contain ellagic acid, a compound with anti-cancer properties. And all berries are great sources of fiber, a nutrient important for a healthy digestive system. We need our fiber. We're getting too much, sugars. Sugars from the juices. But eat the whole fruit. That's where you get the fiber from. So as far as all of these juices are concerned, it's 100% natural. Yeah, but it's just sugar. You need to get the fiber and all the nutrients from the whole fruit as well. So moving on to pineapple, along with vitamins and minerals, this tropical fruit contains bromelain. I love pineapple. And bromelain is thought to fight inflammation. Lessening inflammation may bring some comfort for people with sunburns. Okay, so if you want to easily get burned, look for that pineapple. It's loaded with nutrients. It has vitamin C, manganese, vitamin B6, copper, thiamine, folate, potassium, magnesium, niacin, pantothenic acid, riboflavin, iron. They also contain trace amounts of vitamins A and K, phosphorus, zinc, calcium. Ooh, it's exhausting the list, but my goodness, it's good for you. That's all about pineapple. Pineapple is a wonderful, wonderful source of energy for you. Contains disease-fighting antioxidants. Not only are pineapples rich in nutrients, they're also loaded with healthy antioxidants that are molecules that help your body combat oxidative stress. And oxidative stress is a state in which there are too many free radicals in the body, and free radicals interact with the body's cells and cause damage that's linked to chronic inflammation and a weakened immune system and many harmful diseases. So if you can combat that with fruits and vegetables, definitely do so, because then you'll feel better and you will look better. So that is your powerful pineapple. Citrus fruits, oranges, grapefruits, lemons, limes, name a citrus fruit, and it's probably good for your skin. More than likely it is. Their vitamin C and amino acids like proline and lysine, they play a role in collagen production, which can keep skin looking young. So there are so many powerful health benefits of citrus fruits. Like I mentioned before, vitamin C, which is also known as ascorbic acid, is one of the most popular vitamins in the world. Citrus fruits are notably rich in vitamin C. This vitamin is needed to form and maintain healthy skin, healthy bones, blood vessels, connective tissues. Vitamin C plays an important role in supporting the immune system, of course. All year round, we need a strong immune system, not just in the wintertime or flu season. We need a strong immune system, and especially now that we're still dealing with this pandemic and this virus, we need a strong immune system, and vitamin C will help us obtain that. And it's also great protector of your cells against the effects of free radicals and fights inflammation. So by reducing inflammation, vitamin C may prevent or delay heart disease conditions like arthritis and some types of cancer. And vitamin C helps the body to absorb iron from plant foods. So it's also great for flavonoids. Flavonoids are plant phytonutrients responsible for the plant qualities, such as its bright color and the familiar aroma. Citrus fruits represent an important source of dietary flavonoids, including hesperidin, narigin, narigenin, diosmin, quercetin, rutin, listen, all the tins, all the ins, tangeritin. Flavonoids also have multiple therapeutic benefits. And as far as citrus fruits are concerned, their dietary fiber is a type of complex carbohydrate found in plant foods. So once again, try to get your vitamins from the whole fruit, not just the juices. Just don't go to the store and buy yourself some orange juice or some grapefruit juice. Get the whole fruit. Get all the nutrients from the fruit. Dietary fiber it contains. It's wonderful for your body, for your skin. Soluble fiber can help lower LDL cholesterol, consequently reducing cardiovascular disease. I mean, so we're getting all these benefits from our fruits and vegetables. So indeed, you have to look into that. And so the last one I'm going to share with you is cucumber. And a lot of people don't, I don't know a lot of people who are crazy about cucumbers, basically. Cucumbers are wonderful for hydration. We know that they relieve puffy eyes. But also consuming cukes for healthy skin is great for healthy skin as well. Cucumbers, cukes, you know the short name for it. Cucumbers are mostly water, of course, like most citrus fruits and most vegetables and leafy greens and watermelon, like I said before, is 90% water. But they hydrate and replenish the body and the skin. The other benefits of cucumbers are bone health, vitamin K that helps with blood clotting and may support bone health. It's also great for cancer, cardiovascular health, diabetes, inflammation, and, of course, skin care. So if you're looking to help your skin, you're looking to hydrate, look no further than all that I've mentioned, but also this last one I'm sharing with you, cucumbers, because they can help prevent dehydration in hot weather or after a workout. So for people who don't like to enjoy drinking water, infuse your water. I say that all the time. Just infuse it. Add some cucumbers and mint to it. It can make it more attractive and more palatable for your taste buds. A lot of us just say, oh, water is so boring. It doesn't taste good. Well, first of all, it doesn't taste like anything. And that's probably one of the turnoffs for a lot of people. So just think about these. And once again, if you want to get the other four, just sign up for my newsletter. You'll get the total 9 foods you should be eating for your skin this summer. So moving on to Wednesday's word. It comes to us from BeliefNet called Raising the Bar. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and with brotherly affection and love, for these qualities are yours and are increasing. 2 Peter 1:5-8. Christianity is not a competitive sport, but it certainly takes endurance, and God's bar is always raised above what everyone else expects. God wants us to live up to his bar, no matter how high it may seem, because he will aid us in the process. Living for God is not about sprinting to a destination, but speed walking with him. May you recognize the areas of your life that God wishes to raise up to his standard. And that's Wednesday's word. Friend me on Facebook, chirp at me on Twitter, connect with me on LinkedIn. Love to hear from you. And on that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Until next time or next week, God bless you. Bye-bye.